we're all pretty excited about it. There's a lot of people to thank. You know, we have all the volunteers and county commissioners and other individuals that helped go out and support the levy, but also the community came out big time to show their support for us. We're hoping EMS continues to grow so that we can be there to answer the call for everyone.
According to the unofficial votes, it looks like the Coldwater Exempted Village Schools income tax levy has failed by 38 votes. While there's 122 undervalued votes, we will accept those results, and I would like to address those results. While the outcome is disappointing, we remain committed to facing the challenges with resilience and purpose. I am immensely proud of our dedicated teachers, staff during this time. As we move forward, we will need to make some necessary adjustments, which may include restricting building hours and changing certain programs. I will work closely with the Board of Education to balance our budget and determine what management looks like for our district moving forward, while I'll also address infrastructure needs. We recognize that some infrastructure issues may not be corrected in a timely manner, but we will do our best to address them as resources allow. We will continue to communicate openly and transparently about our decisions and the path ahead. Thank you for your understanding and your support as we navigate this together.
I am honored by the trust the people on the 84th have placed in me. I'm proud of the work that we've done, and I look forward to continuing to serve. Going forward, I think we're going to be looking at property taxes, ways to keep Ohioans safe, especially in light of the southern border crisis, fentanyl crisis, land purchases by our foreign enemies. You know, that's a bill that I've been working on for nearly 2 years, Ohio Property Protection Act. I'll keep pushing on that. Energy supply, the demand, and the grid are things that I think we'll focus on this next General Assembly.